School is in session. Well, it is for me anyway. I know you may not be on a higher education journey, but you are planning for or are in the midst of a shift in how you plan and spend your time. I know this because you are an Organize 365 podcast listener. Collectively, we are all lifelong learners, pursuing the best version of ourselves and putting into action the complete organization cycle. Over the next 4 years, I will share week by week what I am continually decluttering to free up my time and space, how I am organizing my days, my responsibilities, and my work, both seen and unseen, as I take captive every minute at my discretion to increase my capacity and productivity in pursuit of a PhD in psychology so that I can have a seat at the academic table in the discussion of how we use our homes and complete our housework and home organization tasks. Oh, there's the school bell. Let's see what I learned this week. So last week I told you how I tend to think in color, and when I put things in color, it really helps me learn information faster. I was shocked a few years ago when I was talking with someone about all these different ways that I use color in my life to make shortcuts and to learn information faster. And they said, yeah, I don't like colors. It doesn't matter to me. Like, you could change the colors. Like, I don't even see them. I was like, what? You don't even see them? How's that possible? How do you not even see them? So everybody has different learning styles. So if you are not color focused, this probably will not help you. But for those of you that are hyper color focused like me, this could be a game changer. Okay, so the lectures that I'm in, whether they're recorded or live, are usually 90 minutes to 2.5 hours long, which is a long time. And they do not have breaks, let me just tell you. So I'm fine focusing that long, but often when you get into hour two, hour three, you forget what you learned in the beginning, and also everything that I'm learning is brand new. So being able to chunk the learning into at least 4 categories as we're going is really helpful. So one thing that I have been able to do also in writing my papers is I've learned how to add colors into writing my papers to help me remember which journals I am citing and which information is mine and which information is different authors. So to write my papers, they're typically 3 to 5 pages long and they require 2 peer-reviewed journal articles. I usually have like 5 to 8 that I actually cite in the paper, and I probably look up like 15 to 20 when I'm actually writing the paper. The fact that you look up so many more articles than you actually use in the papers that you're writing is somewhat confusing. So at first, if I thought I had a good paper, I started printing out all the papers. That was way too much paperwork. So I stopped doing that and I started saving the papers like as open tabs until I found articles that I really wanted to quote inside of my paper. And once I had 3 to 5 papers that really had the bulk of what I wanted to quote inside of my papers, I went ahead and I printed those. Now, I like to print my papers. You guys know I love paper because I like to highlight them. I like to look back. I like to be able to see physical copies. Sometimes I'll take them downstairs while I'm watching Grayson. Anyway, I do have the physical copies. And what I am doing is I'm taking all the physical copies and a physical printout of my paper and clipping them all together and putting them in a workbox so that if in the future I want to reference an article that I've already referenced, I will be able to just go find the paper and the article that I've used. Now, simultaneously, I am also saving all of those articles in Zotero. So Zotero is the citation management software that our library gives us training on. I know there are other citation management softwares, but this is one they trained me on. I thought, well, good enough for me. So I went ahead and downloaded Zotero. So the papers are also online on my computer. Sometimes I'll pull them up online, sometimes in paper, some I have them in both forms. So once I have my thoughts on the paper, and once I have the journal articles that I want to cite for the paper, then I start writing the paper. Sometimes I will write the body of the paper and then go back and do the introduction and conclusion. In general writing, so far, I have always written the paper top to bottom. Like, I start with the introduction, then I do the body, then I do the conclusion. I've only written 4 papers, but so far that's how I've written them all. And jumping to the middle didn't seem to work for me, so I just am writing them in order. Now, here's how I use color. As I print out these papers, and I start taking thoughts from the paper and paraphrasing them into my own words to put into my paper, I choose a color for that article. So like if I'm quoting something from the APA, which is the American Psychological Association, that logo is blue. So I usually will make that one blue because I cite that one a lot. So I'll take a blue highlighter or blue pen, and I will write on the top of that printed out article. And then at the top of the paper that I'm writing, I will just put APA in blue text at the very top of the paper so I know that anything written in blue is being cited from that APA article. And then I'll just write. So if I want to say that the APA is the National Accreditation, here's something I just wrote in a paper, that the APA accredits programs, not universities. So it doesn't accredit a whole university. It accredits programs within universities. So that's something that I learned from that paper. I did not have that knowledge before. So if I was going to quote that in a article, I would have to accredit that information to the APA. So when I type that sentence, the APA accredits programs, not universities in their entirety, I would type that in blue. And then maybe in black, I would type, therefore, blah, 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 whatever my thought is. And then let's say I have another journal article that I published, and this one is about the Red Cross. Okay, the Red Cross, that one's going to be red. So anything from the Red Cross article, I will then type in red. And I just keep going. And so far, I mean, this isn't my dissertation. These are just 3 to 5 page papers that you write for Psychology 501. I don't have more than, 5 to 8 articles that I'm citing. And generally, the bulk of what I'm citing is coming from 3 to 5 articles. If I do cite 8 articles, it's usually like I was taking the population statistic from the CDC website. So I had to cite that, but I didn't cite the whole Centers for Disease Control in my entire paper. I was just using a statistic from that website to corroborate information that I was writing in my paper. And so then when I'm done, I am not actually doing my citations as I write. I'm allowing myself to just write the paper, my thoughts, the thoughts of the journal articles I'm reading in a free form. Then I sleep. The next day, I reread my rainbow writing for continuity and clarity and are there any holes. And I trick myself by printing out my paper on a black and white printer, so now I don't see the color anymore. And I could see where I need more information or where I need to clarify my points. And then I go back to my rainbow paper and I make the edits, because when I make the edits, I want to know, am I editing my own thought or am I editing a paraphrase from a journal article? And I want to make sure that I do not, maybe the way I worded that paraphrase was specifically because the way that makes more sense is how the original author wrote it. So I can't write it that way. I have to rewrite it. So it takes a little bit longer. So that is a way in which I am using color to help me with my journal articles. And then after I'm done with that, and I like the way the paper sounds, and grammatically is correct and everything's spelled correct, then I move it out of Google Docs into a Word document. I found that Zotero citations work better in the actual Word program than they do in Google Docs, even though it can be used in Google Docs. And my papers need to be produced in a Word document anyway. So I move it out of Google Docs and into Word. And when I move it into Word, I do all the APA formatting and citing, print it out again, read it again to make sure that all of the details are there and are correct. Usually try to sleep again and then read it one more time the next day to just make sure when it's all printed out in black and white with the APA style in there and all the citations in there that there are no errors, and then I submit the paper. So that is a lot of detail. However, if I would have found a podcast about this before I was doing my journal articles, I'd be like, oh my gosh, amen. That is how I'm going to write mine. So hopefully that kind of information is helpful for you. Now, this PhD podcast was very specific to writing a PhD paper. But what I hope that you're getting out of this whole new series of podcasts that we're doing while I am going through my PhD journey is that how you organize in one phase of life can inform and help you as you organize in the next phase of life. So last week and this week, I really talked about how color coding really, really helps me. And so I've been able to say, okay, well, color helps break things down for me and moves me forward faster. I know once I figured out these colors in paper number 3, paper number 4, I was able to write in half the time. Now, the topic was a little bit cut and dry. There wasn't a lot of nuance in it. So we'll see when I write paper number 5. But I already know that this trick or hack definitely is going to be saving me, 10, 15, 20% of the time for every single paper I write going forward. So next week, I'm going to tell you how I finally figured out how to organize all of my due dates in one document and how I came to that conclusion and how you can use that also whenever you have big projects, planning for a trip or a remodel or anything like that.